The following content in this podcast was adapted from Rayshawn Ray and Andre M. Perry from the article Why We Need Reparations for Black Americans. Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So we are currently in February. Happy Black History Month, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful new year. This episode, we're going to switch it up just a little bit, and I'm going to talk about something more on the natural side of the scale. We're going to be talking about reparations for the Black community, because this is something that I believe, actually something that I want to see in the future come into fruition, because I think this is just important overall for what Black people have been put through in America and just alone in history. Okay, you know, I know everyone's been through a lot, and I feel that it is time for Black people to get their flowers, in a sense. So let's get into this whole thing. The American dream implies that we all have an equal opportunity to generate the kind of wealth that brings meanings to the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as stated in the Declaration of Independence. The American dream implies that with hard work, a person can own a home, start a business, and grow wealth for generations to draw upon. This belief, however, has been defied repeatedly by the United States government's own decrees that have denied wealth-building opportunities to Black Americans. The facts are, today, in today's society, the average white family has roughly 10 times the amount of wealth as an average Black family. White college students and graduates have over 7 times more wealth than Black college graduates, and this creates a divide. Now let's talk about reparations. The U.S. government has denied wealth to Black Americans for generations. Reparations in the form of individual cash payments in the amount that would close the Black-white racial wealth divide. Reparations should come in forms of wealth-building opportunities that address racial differences in education, housing, and business ownerships. In 1861, the value placed on cotton produced by enslaved Blacks was over $250 million. Slaves didn't see any of that. Slavery literally enriched white slave owners and their descendants. It fueled the country's economy while suppressing wealth building for the enslaved. The United States has yet to compensate the descendants of the enslaved Black Americans for their labor, nor has the federal government atoned for the loss of equity from anti-Black housing, transportation, and business policies. Slavery, Jim Crow segregation, anti-Black practices like redlining, and other discriminating public policies, and criminal justice and education have robbed the average Black American of opportunities to build wealth afforded to our white peers. In fact, white high school dropouts have more wealth than Black college graduates. The racial wealth gap did not result from a lack of labor, but rather it came from a lack of financial capital. Not only do racial wealth differences reveal fallacies in the American dream, the financial and social consequences are significant and wide-ranging. Wealth is positively correlated with better health, education, economic outcomes, resulting in assets like homes, stocks, bonds, and retirement. Savings provide a financial safety net for the unavoidable shocks to the economy and personal finances that happen throughout a person's lifespan. Recessions impact everyone, but wealth is distributed quite unevenly in the USA. Economic disasters like the 2008 housing crisis and natural ones like Hurricane Katrina in 2005 have shown that those who can draw upon equity in a home upon savings securities are able to recover faster after an economic downturn than those without wealth. The lack of a social safety net and the racial wealth divide are currently on display because of COVID-19. Black Americans are the only group that has not received reparations for state-sanctioned racial discrimination, while slavery afforded many white families the ability to acquire tremendous wealth. We must note that American slavery was also brutal. About 15% of the enslaved ship from West Africa died before they even made it over here. They died in transportation. The enslaved were regularly beaten and lynched for minor infractions. Slavery also broke up families, as 1 in 3 marriages were split up, and 1 in 5 children were separated from their parents, amongst other things. The case for reparations can be made on economic, social, and moral grounds. The United States has had multiple opportunities to atone for slavery, and each is a missed chance to make the American dream a reality. Yet we are in today, and we are reparationless. Is that the word? And it's just crazy to think that or know that, because in our history we have been treated unfairly, unequally, and unjustly. And it's crazy because we're just human. We're just as human as the next person, yet we're looked at differently. Now, I have all types of spiritual concepts and reasonings for why this is, but we're going to steer away from that and just focus on the facts here. The facts are, Black people have been treated poorly, and it is time that we are treated fairly. Yes, we have made strides. We have gone forward in time, and things are better than they were back in the day. But there is still so much further we have to go. There are still so many people in America alone that don't accept, care, love, or even appreciate or treat Black people the way they deserve to be treated, which is with love, respect, and kindness, you know? And the fact is, we're supposed to be a Christian country, and I put that in quotes because everybody does their own things these days. However, you know, part of being a Christian is showing the love of God, which means you have to love every individual regardless of their race or who they are, more so who they are on the inside. And if you know that there is God or Christ within a person, you got to show their Christ, their God, love. And by their God, I mean them, you know, God, the one God. But I'm just saying, it's time that people are treated fairly and equally in new ways. It's time that the U.S. pays us for the hell that we've went through. And I'm not just talking literally, but mentally as well. There's so much mental slavery that's going on, and I see it every day, and the only thing I can do is pray. And I'm praying for the day that we are acknowledged in a way that we can finally step into what we deserve. And you know, people could say all they want about what we deserve, but until you've experienced the Black experience, yeah, trust me, we deserve the world and so much more. But that's not here or there. I just wanted to speak on this topic because I think it's important, and the generations to come, you know, they got to be set up for success. And this is a part of that success. You know, wealth opens doors like no other, but I know that wealth will only come through Christ. That wealth will only come through God. So the only thing I'm asking on this podcast, you know, I got to offer some type of solution, which is to be praying for this to become a reality. You know, just if we're all collectively praying for this to be a real thing, it will manifest. And that's what I'm praying for. I'm praying for reparations for us all, because we deserve it. We deserve it, you know, and we deserve it for our future, for a better future. So that's the end of this podcast. I thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Please pray about this. Please pray that God touches the people's hearts, the government's hearts, everybody in high positions' hearts, where they make some changes, some necessary changes in order to help and build up the Black community once again. You know, because I got to acknowledge it. The government has damaged us in many ways, and it's been deceitful. It's been deceitful by putting Planned Parenthoods in certain communities, putting fast food places in certain communities, all of this stuff. And then, you know, we don't even have to get into the music industry. All I will say is there's a lot of stuff that's going on that is targeted towards the Black community to build or to break them down instead of build them up. And it's time that's done, you know. And we need more people who are building us up to be pushed to the forefront than those who are breaking us down and putting us back into slavery. But that's a whole different topic. Thank you guys so much for listening. God bless. I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful February. If you are a Black person, this is a blessed month. If you aren't a Black person, this is a blessed month. So make it a great month. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that we are all blessed. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day.